Hello, and thank you for calling XPO. My name is Miles. How may I help you today?
Hi, I just got a disturbing phone call. It's about a Home Depot oven and range installation that's been scheduled for like 2 months to get done tomorrow. And I got a voicemail saying that your folks can't do the cutting of the granite on for the cooktop, even though that was part of the field tech work that was scheduled to get done, and we paid that invoice like, 2 months ago.
I mean, I apologize, sir. Can you provide the phone number associated with the order?
Yeah, it's 408-561-6672.
That was 408-561-6672. Is this correct?
Yes, it is.
Thank you, and I'm attempting to locate your order in our database.
Yeah, all the equipment was dropped off this morning.
Okay. And I apologize if the installation office aren't going to be able to cut the granite and they waited until just recently to call you and let you know that they wouldn't be able to cut the granite. It's always a big risk to actually cut granite. And sometimes some of the installation offices just don't want to take that risk because that's the granite being a precious stone. And you've got that huge slab of granite, whether it's your countertop or it's on an island or what have you, that piece of granite is so expensive. If we try to cut that and we chip it, just make a minor chip, that would be an imperfection. That would require that whole slab of granite be replaced. And in some cases, the installation offices don't want to have to take on that liability. Because of, the cost of that actual granite. So in those types of cases, when granite needs to be cut, it's oftentimes better to have specialists that specialize in cutting granite to actually, to cut that precious stone because it's just so expensive. But this order is for Darren Sanford at 3878 Biltmore Bay Street, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89147. Primary phone 408-561-6672 with an email of junk@sandford.net. Is this information correct?
Yeah, that's me.
Okay, let's see here. And
but I have to be honest, I'm a little bit pregnant here because this has been going on for 2 months. So for me to get a phone call one day before how am I supposed to get all this aligned? I don't even know the dimensions to cut it, so I'm kind of left lurching here, in the lurch here.
Yeah, so the most recent note on the account indicates that XPO, which is referring to our company, but actually in this case it's basically referring to the installation office, although the installation office is a private company and they're not named XPO, they're just contracted by XPO.
Yeah.
It states XPO cannot complete any countertop/cabinet modifications. Customer can call XTO back to complete the installation once modifications are completed. Any pushback or questions from customers, they should be directed to follow up with the customer order specialist or the store, as we are following the Home Depot's processes. Customer has been called and left voicemail. Or voice message.
Okay. Yeah.
So I sincerely apologize about that, sir.
So I'm not even sure if we should go through with tomorrow then, to be honest, because if you guys have to come back, is that just going to be like another month to come back or 2 months to come back?
It's going to be that if so. So what's on the order currently that's not marked off would be the built-in electric wall oven and the hallway for that. But the order states that we can't complete any countertop or cabinet modifications. So if we can't complete, if the space for the oven is not the exact size for the oven, then we wouldn't be able to install the oven.
Yeah, but all that would have been on the spec form, so I'm not sure if that's needed or not. Did anybody look at the spec form to see whether or not that other section can be done?
Checking on the other order, that's most likely the measure. I see the measure from January 27th. Let's see here. Okay, so it looks like there's going to be filler needed for the sides of the oven so that it'll, you know, fit in the space. It looks like it would fit with filler. And then it also mentions the granite cut. And whoever the text went out, they marked it on the measure form. They put pricing on what, you know, the cost would be for them to do the additional to make it work. But one of our team members has noted the account for the installation order that we can't do any countertop or cabinet modifications due to having to follow the Home Depot's processes. So,
so your folks can't do any of it, basically, then?
It sounds like we wouldn't be able to do anything. I mean, I can't go against the word of the person that...
I hear you. So basically, nothing is going to get done tomorrow. So I basically have to call the Home Depot and find somebody else to do this work.
It's what it sounds like. Yes, sir. And I have no way of being able to...
So the phone call... Yeah, I hear you. So the phone call was supposed to be that somebody was going to come tomorrow to do partial work. So at this point, is it just canceled outright because somebody missed the fact that there was going to be cabinet work as well?
Let me reach out to the installation office to see if I can speak with anyone there to see if I can get any type of clarity. And I'll be back with you as quickly as possible.
Okay.
Because this is really... because it's really confusing for me because the techs went out, they measured, they marked on the measure form in order for us to provide the fillers for the oven to fit. This is how much it's going to cost. And then in order for the granite to be cut, this is how much it's going to cost.
Yep.
So what that would basically.
And that was all paid. Yeah, right, that was all paid like in January.
Right, right. And then so what that basically means to me is that the guys who went out and measured, they said, okay, so if we're going to do this, this is how much it's going to cost. So that would indicate to me that they're saying, okay, yeah, we can do this. When we come back, as long as the customer pays for this, when we go out to install, we're going to do this. But then for the representative.
Because I believe it was the same company. I believe the people who did the measurements are the same people who are supposed to do the work, right?
Yes, sir. And for one of the representatives with my company that I'm with, XPO, to have reached out to you to say, oh, wait, well, no, we can't do any of that. We can't do countertop modifications or cabinet modifications because of Home Depot's processes. That's very confusing for me because we've always had the ability, if the techs can do the additional work, like just say for hypothetically, you know, your oven is too large for the space, so the cabinets have to be cut, and maybe you need to have a base built to set that humongous oven on to support the weight of it, so you know it doesn't tear down your cabinets. Okay, so that's and then also maybe the junction box in the space needs to be moved. If the installers have the electrical knowledge and capability to do that, and they can build the base, and they can cut the cabinetry, you know, maybe cut off a quarter inch on one side, a quarter inch on the other, or whatever's required to make that unit fit in the space, it's always been something that's been, you know, because if we report to Home Depot, this is the cost of the additional work, this is what we have to do. Home Depot then adds that charge to the installation, and they charge it to you, and they put it on our order as what's referred to as custom labor. So that's the reason why the custom labor SKU exists. So the custom labor SKU is on the order from where you paid for the custom labor. The techs have already made it out like, you know, look, we can do this. This is how much it's going to cost. So for one of our representatives who I don't have any way to contact directly to try to get a better explanation of, you know, well, what's going on? What's changed? Has there been a change with the standard operating procedure? You know, or is that something changed and we're no longer doing custom labor? I mean, what, you know, I have no way of knowing, you know, what's going on in that regards. Because this person that's reached out to you to inform you of this, that would be someone from our home office who I don't have the ability to get in touch with. So that leaves me in a bad spot because it leaves me with a lack of knowledge and information of what's going on and why we can't do this if the installers are willing and capable and able to do it because you've already paid for it. You know, and it causes you an inconvenience because you're expecting something to be done tomorrow. You might have even, well, tomorrow's Saturday. I don't know if you work on Saturday. Maybe if you work on Saturday, you took the day off. Maybe you're missing out on pay from your work for your job because someone waited until the day before to call you and say, oh, wait, by the way, no, we can't do that. We're sorry. Oh, we apologize. You know, so that's not that, that kind of puts you in a bad spot. Now, if tomorrow was your day off, that, you know, that's wonderful, so you're not missing out on pay, but still you're missing out on having your appliances installed because then you have to do without the appliances you may have need. Of course, you need those, or you may need those, you know, drastically need those to cook, whatever, what have you. So, I mean, it's all around, you know, right now kind of a bad situation, and I have no idea why we're in this position because as far as I was aware, unless something's changed, you know, we can do custom labor if the techs are skilled enough to do the custom labor and are comfortable with doing it. Like the granite countertops, like I mentioned, some installation offices won't do it because they're scared that they might chip your granite, your slab of granite, which would cause for the whole slab to have to be replaced. If someone was picky and said, you know, hey, look, you know, I'm not going to have an imperfect slab of granite that I paid thousands of dollars for. You chipped it. It's going to have to be replaced. So then the installation office has to get their insurance company involved. We have to replace your slab of granite. That causes you all kinds of inconvenience because then you have to be, not only do you have you scheduled time off for the installation, when the techs were out, they chipped your granite. So now you're going to have to schedule someone to come out for an adjuster, like an adjuster to come out to take a look and say, okay, well, this is what the estimate's going to be to get this replaced. That has to all go over to the insurance. The insurance has to process it. Then they have to schedule you to go back out to replace the slab of granite. And then you also have to have someone come out to reinstall the appliances. So that's a huge inconvenience to the customer if the techs are not skilled enough to get that granite cut perfectly without making any damage to that granite countertop. But as far as the cabinetry goes, that's usually a little bit easier because cabinets are typically made out of wood. Wood's a little bit easier to cut and to deal with without there being, you know, too many issues. And you can, you know, if you cut it, if it's any rough edges, you can sand it, no problem. So wood's a little bit easier to deal with cabinetry. But with granite, that's a totally different story, or marble, or, you know, those precious stones. Those are, you know, more iffy in regards to whether or not we can actually get it accomplished. Sometimes that requires specialists to go in and do. But I'm going to reach out to the installation office, see if they're if they're going out to do anything tomorrow, and I'll be back with you as quickly as possible.
Okay. Yeah, the only reason why I'm curious is because the techs were already here and they already saw it, so they already specced it out and they already did the custom pricing. So in my mind, that the people who are doing work already saw it and they said, yeah, we can do this. But just let me know otherwise as soon as possible so I can contact and find alternatives if I need to.
Oh, yes, sir. Yeah, that's what I was, also confused by is, you know, like you mentioned, the techs were out. They've already looked at it. They already said, hey, look, this is the price. This is what we can do. We can do this. And then now all of a sudden the day before for you to get a call saying, oh, wait, never mind. No, we can't do it. Then that's confusing for me. Because in the past we've always been able to do custom labor. So I don't know if any SOP has changed. So I'll have to ask, you know, my management about that to see what's going on, but I'm going to reach out to the installation office and I'll be back with you as quickly as possible. And I would ask that you please hold.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.